jacket. This is called Big League Chew, the official bubblegum of Ripken Baseball. I don't know what the hell Ripken Baseball is. Or Out of Here Original. It's, I guess, the original flavor that we're looking at here. And I was reading some of the story on the back that tells us what this origin is.
I'm loving the stories. Every week there's a story.
It's the gum of choice for all players who play the Ripken way, with grit, determination, and a true passion for playing the game they love every day. And it has all these social media things. But basically, sitting in a bullpen one summer night long ago, Portland Mavericks left-hander Rob Nelson came up with a fun new bubblegum idea. Shredded gum in a pouch.
It's not really revolutionary.
Yeah. It's not really a bubblegum idea, is it? It's just friggin'.
Yeah.
It's like me saying, I found potatoes and then I shredded them, and it's a brand new form. But wow, okay. So it's literally shreds.
Oh, wow.
It's like shredded cheese, but yeah. It's bubblegum.
It looks like Turkish fairy
floss. I thought it'd be like really thick strips. Like.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, it smells like childhood.
Whoa, I can smell it from here too.
Yeah, big time bubblegum flavor and smell. I don't know about the taste.
Oh, you know what this reminds me of? Hubba Bubba.
Yeah.
Really?
All about Hubba Bubba.
I don't know if this is a very good idea if you're an elite athlete. It tastes very sugary.
What is Ripken Baseball? That's my question.
I don't know.
I've never heard of Ripken Baseball.
Whoops, I just swallowed it whole. Like, are you meant to do that?
It's going
to
live inside you forever now. Now you're going to grow a bubblegum tree
inside your
esophagus.
Because it's not enough, like, it's not, like, thick enough. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's
you
so
have to
bring
a big chunk. I got a big chunk.
No, you need more. What are you doing? Come on.
I don't know how to blow bubbles, but I don't feel better at baseball.
Like, so there are no winners here.
We should have brought a baseball bat.
I get it though, it's pretty thick.
Just the bat.
It's definitely I can imagine having a really obnoxious American accent.
Like, just doing this.
Isn't it batter up?
Maybe that's why he made it, because that's what they do.
It just
always seem to be chewing.
Supports really big jawed, obnoxious talking, you know, like swing and a miss, batter. Like, I don't know. Just my mouth feels like it needs to make those shapes.
I wish all the viewers, all the listeners, could have viewed your face just then.
Yeah.
That was great.
I don't know how to blow bubbles, but
I used to be.
It just tastes like bubblegum, man. I'm going. Taste is
the standard
bad.
Hubba Bubba.
Taste is like a four.
I'm really enjoying it though.
Yeah, but
nothing's wrong.
I was
with
so
the
excited for this.
Gum.
I was like, oh, it's gonna like you know take me back to being a kid and like, nah.
Yeah.
It's just standard.
Yeah. My age.
flavor's still here, I guess. It's literally just bubblegum flavor.
Mm.
I don't know how to describe it. It's just,
yeah.
No one should feel bad for missing out on
the thing
this.
Is with these companies, they make this friggin' mistake all the time of hyping it up on the back with some stupid storyline of like, oh, in a dungeon there was a baseball player and he worked out that things needed to change. Like,
but even the packaging makes it out cooler than what it is.
Yeah, it looks
yeah,
quite,
but isn't that everything?
Looks
isn't
quite
that marketing?
Yeah, but still.
I guess it's in a pouch form's kind of nice. You can just pass it around with the crew and just be like, grab some of this.
Yo, everyone, take some bubblegum shreds.
Yeah, we're gonna kick these guys' asses.
Don't tell mom.
You know? Yo, batter up. I'm American. So, yeah.
We've got something against Americans.
No offense to Americans listening. I was doing improv with an American yesterday, and he's a lovely guy, but we were talking about this housemate I used to have who was just, the classic stereotype. Just as, whoa!
Oh.
Danny blowing a bubble. That wasn't a reaction to my awesome story. I don't know how to blow bubbles, so I'm kind of like, I mean, was that a good bubble by bubblegum standards?
I think it popped. It didn't hold on to its shape for too long. I think I need to blow it like the size of my face and let it hang out for a bit.
Is
and
the
then
quality
pop.
Good, do you think?
Yeah, no, definitely. If you're a bubblegum blower, I'd go and purchase this.
Man, okay.
Has those properties.
Well, look, I think appearance is kind of cool because it is shredded. I might give that a 5.
It makes me a bit uncomfortable.
Oh, that was a bit generous.
Really?
Yeah. It just makes you a bit uncomfortable.
They're too
like,
thin and stringy.
Yeah. Makes me feel funny inside.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what it looks like? Raw pasta.
Really?
But it's pink. Pink raw pasta. Yeah.
So it looks you're like, more like shredded cheese, but pink. And
yeah.
With like flour on top.
Sprinkle
I don't know.
Some of that on you.
I don't know what cheese you eat, but my cheese does not have flour on it. You should do something about that cheese.
Flavor's lasting, but look, I reckon out of 10, I'm going to go marketability. Mm-hmm. I guess if you're a baseball player, you might buy into the fact that this is somehow good for you. I guess. But does that is that not limiting? If I'm a bookworm and I really want to get some bubble gum. Am I going to look at this and this huge blonde haired, big jawed, really muscular baseball player on the front of it, gritting at the camera like, what are you going to do? Am I going to actually want this? I don't
think so. Definitely.
Yeah, but that's
definitely
like when people eat oranges, like back in the day, for like footy and stuff.
What about it?
Like everyone had oranges passed around as kids.
But there's no
like.
But the thing is with oranges, it doesn't come in a packet that says if you don't play footy,
yeah, but your parents will slice them.
You know.
Oh, yeah. So now in baseball, they just hand around these chews.
Yeah, but what about? I'm saying, what if you're not a baseball player?
Yeah. If
you're not a baseball player, you're gonna look at that and feel intimidated. Or threatened.
No, you're going to like it because the marketability is pretty good.
Oh, if you're a kid, but what about I don't know.
I see what you're saying. If I read books and I spend my days in the library, I would not want to just like have this in my backpack and pull it out and be like, hey guys.
I mean, I'm sure you can like the library and baseball, but I'm just thinking for a kid that doesn't like sport would be probably more what I should say rather than that you read books. There's no way you'd like sport. You know what I mean? So, anyway. Look, overall score for me, I'm going to go like a 4. Nothing special.
I love gum. I'm so addicted to it. I'm going to give it a 7 or 8.
Well, 7?
Well, it makes me feel a bit sick, so I'm not going to give it higher than an 8.
What? I'm surprised it's even as high as a 7.
Well, I can chew this. And the flavour's not gone. This is amazing.
The flavour's still there, which is pretty good. Usually it dies down.
It reminds me of being a kid, but nostalgia's just the laziest form of marketing you could ever do. I mean, it's just safe. It's just lame. It's boring. Whoa, that was a good bubble.
That was a good bubble. That one.
Final thoughts, Natalie, before we play a song?
Yeah, I'd probably give it like a 5.
5?
Yeah.
All right.
Because it still does the job.